Oh yeah, those beautiful harbor lights. And if you have a chance to go back and listen to the show again sometime, listen real close to Harbor Lights, because that kind of fits in with what I was talking about Joe having some influence on me, or you know what I learned from Joe. A lot of the times was I had no choice, and a prime example is Harbor Lights. If you go back and listen to that. Near the beginning, after we kind of play the first section, you can hear Joe off in the distance, "Take it, Dennis." And I mean, I still can remember to this day. I mean, it was a New Year's Eve dance in Victoria, and I still can picture that in my mind. I'm just kind of getting ready to go along with him, and all of a sudden, "Take it, you know, take a solo." It's like, "Whoa, what are you putting me through here?" And can actually hear me once I get through playing, and the accordion takes over. I lean over Joe and say, "Don't do that to me," you know. But you know, I think I'll be honest, I think a part of that was a little bit of laziness on Papa Joe's part, but maybe down deep in his heart, I like to think that also part of that was he wanted me to just jump in there and get my feet wet, you know. And that's definitely the best way to learn how to play, is just to jump in and don't be scared, take chances. That's one thing Joe definitely taught me, is just to get out there and let it rip. If you screw up, you screw up. You learn from it. You move on and you do better the next time. So a lot of good memories. I definitely smile when I hear that song. It makes me kind of laugh a little bit. Real quick, backtrack. What do we hear? Like I said, Harbor Lights. And right before that, When the Saints Go Marching In. Great polka that I haven't played in a long time. Painted Gate. That's a really nice polka. Great German number, Sailor. And then before that, Round and Round, another one of my all-time favorite polkas. And like I said, started that off with Each Night at Nine. And so we're going to carry on here with a little more music from the Bobby Jones Orchestra. And try to feature some more stuff. Like I said, trying to feature some things that Papa Joe did. And a lot of these, you know, not very many polkas and waltzes here. Mainly just because a lot of the stuff that Papa Joe did on his own was the country or the slow time tunes. So that's mainly what we've been featuring here, but I'm going to do a few more polkas and waltzes now. Like I said, I want to show off Papa Joe a little more, but I also want to show off the band a little bit too. I think we had a really great band, you know, a lot of good players, and we were pretty tight, and you know, it was a band I was proud to be a part of, and definitely a phase that I enjoyed, you know, playing in that band, and it's kind of been lost. Like I said, never got a chance to make any recordings, so not that many people except the ones that came to our dances ever got to hear us. So I'm going to kind of show that off a little bit, and hope you enjoy it. Another few songs here. Let's start things off with another one of my favorites, the great Rano Ranichko, that Good Morning Polka. Thank you.
Yeah. Jones. Trixie. Blue white stripes in the rain. As we kiss by and parting, Miss Trixie, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Alfred. called Tough on the Bluff. Joe used to play this back in the 20s. Back then he had a wooden saxophone.
There it is. That's Papa Joe in a nutshell, right there. I mean, I can't even describe it. You know, Papa Joe used to just crack me up so much. He was a really funny guy, but he was so nonchalant about it. He had such a dry sense of humor. Maybe that's why we got along so well, because I have a very dry, sarcastic sense of humor. Droll, I guess, but he would just pull something like that, just a little shaving a haircut with a big honk at the very end, and everybody else would be cracking up, and he'd just sit back down, you know, not even acknowledge it, and everybody else is dying. So I'm just smiling right now, just thinking about that. It gives me good feeling to hear that again. Right before that, Una Paloma Blanca featuring Bobby and JoJo on accordions. What do we have before that? Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain featuring Papa Joe there again. The great Red Raven Polka, Black Gypsy Waltz right before that. And still one of the best arrangements I've ever heard of that song. I really enjoyed the way that we played that. I think that's a really unique version there. Pearly Shells. And like I said, starting things off with a Good Morning Polka. And actually, re-recording all this talking junk here by me, I'd actually recorded it earlier this morning, about 6:30 this morning, and my voice was just shot even more than it is now. But one of the things I had mentioned in the earlier version, which I re-recorded over, is not to be morbid or anything, but I am going to put a link up on the text page to Papa Joe's obituary that I found that somebody sent me on the internet. And, you know, it was just a little mention in there about Papa Joe being a polka musician, you know, and that just doesn't, you know, that's the thing about obituaries is they just don't even begin to scratch the surface of a person. And I don't care how flowery they are, I've seen obituaries in the Austin paper that are, you know, 8 inches in length, and still I can guarantee they did not even begin to tell you all you wanted or needed to know about that person. So that's a little bit of what I'm trying to do here today, is just at least from my own personal impact, you know, how Papa Joe influenced me. And like I said, maybe get a little bit of that across to some other people who may have never had a chance to meet him. I mean, he wasn't the world's greatest. There's a lot better players out there. But he was a good man, you know. He was a good man, and, you know, not without faults. Nobody's perfect. But it was always good to me. Always, like I said, helped me out. Was very gracious, his whole family. Many times when we play in San Antonio or Houston, and a lot of times we'd meet at their house and then ride the bus to wherever we're going, and we wouldn't get back to El Campo till 3 or 4 in the morning. A lot of times they'd let me spend the night, feed me breakfast, give me a little money for gas or whatever, and I'll always remember that, and I'll always respect them for that. So that's what Bob Joe meant to me. Mighty Joe, I call him Papa Joe, but going to feature now some of the last music, I guess, that Papa Joe recorded with the Zetka Polka Band. Now, this was a band that was formed, I guess, probably early 90s, around 92 or so, maybe. I think Joe and Teresa and JoJo had left Bobby Jones and decided to start their own band again. And this band also featured their daughter Teresa, I mean not Teresa, Leslie, on drums, and John Andruszek on accordion. And then a few years later, Ben Orszak was added on saxophone, and eventually that band broke up and kind of splintered off, and came the nucleus for the Dance Hall Boys and the Czech Melody Masters, and that's, we were kind of come full circle. But anyway, like I said, I want to feature some tracks from their Joe's last recordings. So let's go ahead and get on into it. Here's a beautiful waltz, one I really enjoy, one called Lover's Kiss. Lásky se nesmíš bát,
večer Marjovi, za mnie ti odpovi, za mnie ti čekne víc, co slovi nezležíc. Hej, mi pojde, i hlasky se nesmíš pár. Ty už to dávno dobře víš, že mám tě rád. Hej, mi pojde, i hlasky se nesmíš pár. Ty už to dávno dobře víš, že mám tě rád.
Na pi started her trembling from her head to her toes. And one day the rose was kissed by the dew. A new love was born and the violet turned blue. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm sending red, red roses to you. And if you send a flower to me, send me a violet, I'm blue as can be.
Such a nice waltz. Violet and Rose Waltz. I think that's probably the last vocal that Joe ever did out of the two albums they recorded. That's the only one on there that Joe had. So Violet and Rose Waltz there. Before that we heard Drink Brothers Drink. Bandleader Polka, and like I said, started things off with Lover's Kiss from the Zetka Polka Band. And that's going to do it. It's going to wrap up the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It really was it was good for me to do. It was fun for me to do. You know, we'll be back next month with a quote-unquote normal show. But I really wanted, felt like I had to do this. I really wanted to do it. So I hope you enjoyed it. You know, I know you definitely got to hear some material you haven't heard before, a lot of it unreleased. And not, like I said, not the best quality, but really give you some insight into that band and into Joe. You know, I really think you get a good feel for Joe just by listening to the music. You know, like I said, you'll never, unless you really know Joe, you're never going to know the true story, but that's true for anybody. You know, everybody has family members or people they know like that. You can't explain fully how much they meant to you, or you don't even realize how much they meant to you until they passed away. So Joe, we miss you, but you always live on in my heart. And like I said, so that's going to take us out of here for the show, and unfortunately leaving the show with yet another polka passing. It's just kind of unbelievable. I wanted to tell a story, but I decided not to, but it's just incredible that since last August, it now makes 9 people that I've known either directly or indirectly have passed away just in about the past 8 months, and that's a scary, scary thought, you know, just being 35, and it makes you think, makes you stop and think about a lot of things. So, but anyway, Tommy Cougay, who is a polka musician from around this area, from West, passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 49, which is way too damn young. Way too young. And Tommy was a guitar player. He played for the Kaluja polka band for a while. He actually sat in with the Dance Hall Boys a couple of times back in 97, helping us out a couple of times. And then I think he played with the Combinations and Brian. And also was performing with the Country Expressions, who are a relatively new band out of the, kind of the Temple, Bryan area, and was actually performing with them up until the time he passed away a couple of weeks ago. And we had a ton of friends around here. Like I said, I only met him a couple of times. That was a few years ago, but he seemed like a really nice guy to me. And I have talked to some people that were at his funeral, and they said it was a huge funeral with many representatives of many of the polka bands around here paying their respects. And actually got a email from Brady James, who is saxophone player for the Combinations and Brian, and wanted to know if he could dedicate a song to Tommy. And I said, sure, you got it. So going to play this for Brady and for everybody out there who knew Tommy. It's one that he and Brady used to play together on saxophones. Beautiful waltz called Dreamland. So everybody take care. You know, give your loved ones a call or give them a hug or something. Tell them you love them. And don't let time slip by, because you never know when it's going to be gone. And I'm not trying to end on a down note, definitely. It's you know, everything is good. Just enjoy your time here. Make the most of it. And we'll see you back next month. So let's get on out of here. Here's the Pavelka Orchestra from Corpus doing a beautiful In Dreams, Dreamland Waltz. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.